Controversy, page 457, it says this: the preaching of a definite time for the judgment and the giving of the first message was ordered by God. The computation of the prophetic periods on which that message was based, placing the close of the 2300 days in the autumn of 1844, stands without impeachment. The repeated efforts to find new dates for the beginning and close of the prophetic periods. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm going to finish this statement, but listen to what she just said. She says, the 2300-day time prophecy stands without impeachment, but in that very sentence, she says, the computation of the prophetic periods on which that message was based. There's some prophetic periods in the plural. She says, stands without impeachment. And if you don't want to see it in that sentence, the next sentence says, the repeated efforts to find new dates for the beginning and close of the prophetic periods, not for the prophetic period singular of the 2300 days, but for all the prophetic periods that were associated with the first, second, third angel's message, the prophetic periods found in the book of Daniel. She says, they stand without impeachment. Let me read this again all the way through. Great Controversy 457. The preaching of a definite time for the judgment in the giving of the first message was ordered by God. The computation of the prophetic periods on which that message was based, placing the close of the 23 days in the autumn of 1844, stands without impeachment. The repeated efforts to find new dates for the beginning and close of the prophetic periods and the unsound reasoning necessary to sustain these positions not only leads mine away from the present truth, but throw contempt upon all efforts to explain the prophecies. Brothers and sisters, Sister White doesn't endorse taking the prophetic periods in the book of Daniel, the very foundation of the Millerite's message during that time period. She doesn't endorse removing them and placing them at the end of the world. And she speaks a great deal against it. The Spirit of Prophecy, volume 4, page 290, says this: as the majority of Adventists rejected the truths concerning the sanctuary and the law of God, many also renounced their faith in the Advent movement and adopted unsound and conflicting views of the prophecies which applied to that work. Some were led into the error of repeated time setting. The light of the third message would have shown them that no prophetic period extends to the coming of Christ, that the exact time of his coming is not foretold, but turning from the light, they continue to set time after time for the Lord to come, and as often were disappointed. Now, brothers and sisters, some people that place these time prophecies at the end of the world, they say, well, we never use these day-for-day application of the 1260, 1290,